Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. And good evening, YouTube. We're so glad to have you all with us. Thank you for being here. And there's... I don't know if you guys can hear that, but when we first start up, as soon as YouTube goes live, it does this echo of whatever we're saying. It's so funny. But it's a good thing. That's how we know YouTube has started. So good evening, guys. Thank you for being here. Tonight, we're going to be studying a word that Pastor taught almost a year ago. It goes hand in hand with what we've been studying and what we studied last night with Kevin Zadii. It's a really good message on how speaking the word will actually rewrite your subconscious, because it's our subconscious that sometimes gets us in a lot of trouble. So it's a great message. Hope you enjoy it. Pastor is sleeping in the prairie somewhere. So he's not going to be with us in that way, but he is teaching the message tonight. This is a really great message. And as soon as I get our info shared, I'll get us started. It's been a really beautiful day here in North Dakota. As always, I know I've said that to you guys before, I don't think there's such a thing as a not beautiful day in North Dakota to pastor and I. We just think it's all great. It is starting to get to our warm season here, though. Phyllis and I were just talking about that we don't realize. When you think of North Dakota, everybody's first thought is always, you know, the extreme cold. But we need to realize that it's also extremely hot in the summer. A couple of years ago, we had gone and were climbing buttes at the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and it was really, really hot, and there were coal veins that were burning. But anyways, we got to the top of the butte and realized it was 103 degrees, so it's no wonder we were a little warm. All right, I think we are all set to go. I think all of our information is shared everywhere. And so get out your tablet and pen and see what new revelations you picked up from this message tonight. Oh, I want to start us out by saying our pledges and our opening prayers too. It's so important for us to keep doing that. We can't let up on the things we need to see changed, and we have a lot of things that need to be changed. So here we go. Our pledge to our Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. And the pledge to our American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now, community of faith, opening prayer. And then for just a second, just sending a couple of links to a couple of people that have been having a hard time getting connected and asked for links. All right, here we go. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And let's pray these verses over Jerusalem, over the United States of America, and every lost person in our lives, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole heart. And Ephesians 1:17, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. Amen. And here, oh, there's Blog Talk Radio. There's our pastor. Let me get my speaker on, and we'll get right into the word here. Go, pastor.
Go.
Yeah, isn't it? Amen. Okay, everyone, I'm going to stop this share real quick here. Well, not real quick, but for just a second. I just got this message that in Michigan, it says Michigan DNR, multiple counties are battling a 3,600-acre fire in Grayling, and they're evacuating people. So let's pray over that right now. Father God, we lift this up to you. We call on you in the authority you have given us in the name of Jesus. And we bind every destructive force involved in these fires in Grayling. And we command them, stop now. Fires, be done now in the name of Jesus the Christ. And by the power of his name, we command you, stop. We bind every destructive force and render you powerless and cast you down and drive you out from that area, never to return there or any other place. You are done. We speak it done now. And we speak life and life more abundantly as we speak Jesus and the blood of Jesus over that entire area. We declare angels of the Lord surround and protect every living being, human and animal alike. Protect the homes of your children, Lord. We call this done and we thank you, Father. We thank you for the authority you have given us to take dominion over the enemy's works on this earth. And we call it done now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. And continue to pray for this and keep your eye on it too. If it's done. We're calling it done. Peace be still in Jesus' name. Here we go back with the message. Yeah, amen. Yeah. Amen. Yep. Find this way. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Amen. Everybody, go ahead and get your communion elements, and we'll let Pastor lead us here tonight. Here we go. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised. The chastisement is upon you. And your strength in my spirit. In my body, nothing that in my body from your body, and right here in this community of faith. And my birthday, amen, with you, Mother, by the blood of Jesus, every sin has been taken remission in my life, and I thank you by the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation. All things have passed away, and all things have become, and I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly, honor the grace, for my assignment every day by the Lord and the word I overcome by the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren cast out, and there's no by the blood of Jesus, every plague can send them to your right, My conscience was hurt. My rooster was wanted. In Jesus' life. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So my own endless treasures. I release my soul. That every person that heard it tonight, your life has changed forever. And that's what it's been done to me. Every season, every fall, we carry. However, you have it from my life. Oh, everything. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for
Well, there we go. It wasn't quite Pastor in person, but it was Pastor. And another great teaching. So thank you all for being with us. So glad to have you here. Mary, it's so good to see you here. Phyllis and Dan and Sunday. We appreciate you all. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for an hour of faith and communion. Probably it will be via the semi, but we'll be here.
So it's good to be here. And I'm sorry I can't communicate better. I have had a stroke, and I am really struggling. But I can listen. I thank God for that.
Thank you
for being here.
We love being here with you and for you. And you sound good, by the way. Sound really good.
I sound good, but I am struggling.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to send me to a rehab facility after the weekend's over.
To stay there or going there for rehab? of perfect health and perfect function to every cell of Mary's body, her mind, her heart, her spirit, and her soul as well. And we ask you, set these things going on in her life in perfect order and help her to see the path you've laid out before her, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name, and we thank you. We thank you that we know you have never left us. You will never leave us or forsake us. You are always there and working in our behalf, and we thank you for it, Father, for the knowledge of that and for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is so good to me, even though I am a sinner. He is so good to me.
Yeah.
So all the
Amen. Amen. He is a good God.
Yeah, he is. Hi, Miss Phyllis. Good to hear you.
It's good to hear you too, Mary. God bless you, sweetheart. You just take it easy. You don't worry about anything.
Amen.
Once you put everything in God's hands, it'll take time.
I don't remember any of that access. I don't. It's, I don't know. It's crazy, but God took care of me. He's taking care of me.
Amen.
And if I can't give back, I'm still having a lot of trouble.
Even with me sending the link to you, does that not help? Or is there a better way that I can help you?
Just recommend a live and I can talk like this. Because I can't, it's hard to even take a stylus and write the sentence. And I try to work that for you. Talk. To speak, your speech,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it don't work. And
yeah, that's what all.
I just happen to be able to concentrate and go back your life. Goodbye, have a great day. I don't like that. Love you.
We love you too, Mary. Have a good night. All right. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. And remember, we love you. Oh, Phyllis.
Oh, yeah.
I read verses. I was going to say, do you want to read more verses? But you kind of did already.
Yeah.
You did.
But
yeah, go ahead. That'd be great.
Okay. That's great. One of your favorites also, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Verse 14 through 21.
Yep.
No, 3. Ephesians 3. Verse 14 through. Okay. Let me spread my magnifying glass so I can make sure I don't make a mistake here. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart. Through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all things what is the width and breadth and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And again, thank you all for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow morning. And remember, we love you and God
loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
It's a wonderful morning of tomorrow.
Thank you, Phyllis. Have a good night, everybody.